This is the Digital Savage Experience Podcast, hosted by Roman Prokopchuk, bringing you all things digital marketing, tech, business, and motivation. What's stopping you from becoming relentless in all aspects of life? Are you ready to become a digital savage? Let's get into today's episode.
Hey everyone, this is Roman Prokopchuk, and this is the Digital Savage Experience, episode 34, Do Your Best in Everything You Do. So obviously it doesn't come with any kind of explanation in terms of doing your best, but I think it's very applicable in terms of the professional, corporate, agency, or entrepreneur worlds as well. So basically, anyone I run into, I try to figure out, you know, who they are, what they do, what they're about. And, you know, within the first few minutes, you can see what they're about, what their work ethic is in times, and things of that nature. But in terms of you as an individual, I don't care if you're a fry cook, a janitor, whatever you are, that you're in a role that you may or may not want to be in, you know, 5, 10, 20 years, you should still give 110% at what you're doing. So it may be a chance to get out of your existing role. It may be a chance to move into a different profession, but you have to give max effort. So if, let's say, you just get a job at McDonald's, in the lowest position, you go all out, you stay extra if somebody needs something, to clean, to help out, train others, motivate others, have a positive attitude, and that always wins out. That always kind of radiates in the workplace, at any company, and basically will open up a lot of doors for you. Also, let's say you just finished school, you can't find a job, you're working at a restaurant or anything, landscaping, whatever you're working on, you give 110%. You're courteous, you're outgoing, you always have a smile on your face. People notice that. Customers notice that. They'll sometimes, you know, start up a conversation, and that may lead to an opportunity. Somebody may come into a business that you're working at in terms of, you know, having an executive hiring role, having their own company, and basically start up a conversation. And if they've been there a few times, they'll see your work ethic and what you're actually about, and could possibly give you a chance in terms of being all you can be and basically trying something new and giving a chance for you to become what you technically want in terms of a goal or are destined to be. But if you treat a job just like a job, just, you know, go through the motions, 9 to 5, live for the weekends, first one out, last one in, that kind of thing, then you're not going to get a whole lot. There's been tons of opportunities where I've started roles and then just all out in terms of helping people, training people, teaching people, you know, giving them tools to become better, basically employees themselves, and reach their goals without asking anything in return. And it's opened a lot of doors. So be positive, always go all out, and regardless of what you do in life. And if you're happy in any role you are, then God bless you. And then I'm not trying to knock you or anything, and I respect all roles, you know, blue collar, corporate, entrepreneurs, everyone. But if you're unhappy in your role and complaining that you want to do something else and that your job sucks, well, that's your attitude. If you're not giving it your all at your minimum wage job, what makes you think you're going to be giving it your all being, you know, a vice president of a company or having some kind of dream job where you're a director or, you know, a CEO of a company, CFO, running your own company? If you're going to be lazy and just showing up and expecting people to notice, or having an entitled attitude where people owe you something and no one owes you anything, honestly. But if you do work hard and you give max effort, you know, it shows, people notice, and that's something you can control. Some things that depend on where you get in terms of building blocks, you have no control over. Variables like luck, like meeting the right people at the right time sometimes, just, you know, chance meetings on a plane or an airport or something of that nature. But the amount of effort you put into something basically matters, and that's something you can control. And if you're just, you know, slacking and half-assing all the time, your employees are going to notice. It's going to rub off on the employees around you, and a lot of the time they're going to take that mindset. And your person that you report directly to will notice as well. So you want to raise? That doesn't really bode well or help you if you just do the bare minimum and expect somebody to give you a raise or a promotion. That's not how life works. So whatever you do, if you're starting a new job, if you've been in your job for years, just go in there and crush it. Basically, do your best, help others, give max effort, and don't expect anything in return. Just do your best and give your all without expecting anything in return. And in those moments, you actually get the most in terms of reward. So just get out there, do you, do your thing with this podcast. It's a passion project, so please send your ideas. I'm going to start having guests on soon, guests you'd like to see, any collaborations. Follow me on all social channels. If you want to, you know, get at me, send me a direct message or a tweet or anything in terms of social, or email me, come to my website. Need any digital marketing services, check out the Nova Zora Digital website. And until next time, guys, take care.
If you're like me, finding a place to eat is never an easy thing to do. Whether I'm in my hometown of Ewing, New Jersey, or traveling, I always find myself wishing I had a trusted friend I could call to tell me where to eat. The infatuation is that friend. The infatuation helps you find the right restaurant for any situation. Need a place for a first date? Trying to find a spot for your birthday that you don't want to celebrate except you also kind of do? The infatuation has you covered in all of these situations and many more. So if you ever need to find a place to eat, but don't want to read through thousands of unreliable crowdsourced reviews, hit up theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let The Infatuation do the work for you by sending a text to 64560. A real person will respond and help you find a restaurant that's perfect for whatever situation you find yourself in.
This podcast has been brought to you by Nova Zora Digital. Find out how Nova Zora Digital can help your company grow online. Learn more at NovaZoraDigital.com. Until next time, all you digital savages.